Who are helpers? Often, it's people who know how much it means to be helped. Next, we hear about an independent woman who was once a single mother and knows what it means to be one. Radioactive's Hanad Jama tells a story about his mother's life.
My mother, Nima Hussein, runs a daycare from our house.
My name is Mimo.
She was once a refugee and a single mother. Since then, she wanted to help other mothers.
I wish someone helped with my kid because it is very hard to be a single mother.
My mother was born in Somaliland. She was a happy child. That all changed when the civil war started in Somalia.
I know a lot. A lot of people died. My close family and my friend, my neighbor.
She remembers the day she left her hometown. She was 12 years old.
When me and my family left Somalia, we were. I feel thirsty, hungry, no food. And I see a lot of people died, a lot of problems.
My mom's family moved from refugee camp to refugee camp until they made a decision to apply to get visas and try to enter the United States. It wasn't easy. It took time.
And I came to the United States in February 14, 1986.
At the time, my mother was pregnant with my older brother. When my mom settled in a house in California, she was the only person in the household to have a job. Everything was tough on her. She worked at a small vegetable market.
I started a small company. I don't remember the name. That's a long time ago. Very, very small company. Only the person is working me that time.
At some point in 1998, my father came to the States. And a year later, I was born. Like a lot of refugee families, the immigration process was complicated. And it brought my parents to different places. Even though my mom was married, she wasn't living with my father for years. And that made her a single mother. My mother decided to move to Seattle to join her siblings because she thought it was a safer place. She realized that her family was down on money and had nowhere to live. It was hard for my mother with two children. They didn't know anyone in Seattle, and that's when she realized that she was on the verge of becoming homeless.
I live shelter downtown Seattle, and it's very different. I'm almost homeless that time, and me and my two sons. And
help was the only thing she thought about. She needed help. She reached out to the state of Washington for assistance.
After 3 months, I found a house, and they give me a 50% off house. The government helped me, and I live good house that time, and I start job, and I take care of my kid, and I have a good life after that. And my husband come to Seattle, Washington, and 2000.
From that point on, my mother's main goal was to help others. Since she was being helped so much from the state and social workers, she wanted to return the favor. She wanted to help single mothers and other immigrant families.
I push myself how I open and my own daycare in my house.
After she started thinking about opening up her own daycare, her whole life changed.
And it's a lot of it's hard work. It's very hard work, but everything be okay right now.
It meant a lot for her to open up her own daycare. She felt like she was a leader.
I want to help other single mother. I have a lot of children, and mostly the mother is a single mother.
On top of that, my mom currently attends Seattle Central College. She is there trying to receive her associate's degree. She hopes one day to become a nurse.
I wake up 6 in the morning until 5 afternoon.
And that means I can't see my mother until the end of the day. And so I decided to record a letter to my mother. And Mom, I just want to say, even though I don't see you that much in the day, since you're so busy with work and school and I'm so busy with school, that I really love you, I really care for you. And even though it's hard for me, even though I'm graduating next year, like I don't even know if you can make my graduation. So thank you for everything you've done for me and my siblings. I love you. My mother always thinks about the time she came to the United States She felt like it was destined for her. She is happy that she made the decision to come to the United States, but she also has plans to go back to Somalia.
I love the United States. It's a very, very good place. And I'm happy I have a good life. I'm going back to my country this year, but I'm coming back for sure. I'm going to Africa. I want to relax and stay a couple of years for Africa. When I come back, I enjoy my kid and my family.
For Radioactive, this is Hannah Jama.